time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here, Tri-Village High School girls varsity competition coming up about 9-ish minutes. JV coming off with a win. Scoring for them, Brickog had 2, Homan had 12, Macy Day had 9, Alivon had 6, Kier Wendell had 2, Hope Wendell had 13, Annie Laners had 6. Recent Energy Products, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Nestor Park and Cold Water, 419-678-4858. Train Comfort Specials, Generac Power Pro Dealer. And from Miracle Lane, Dragon Lake, can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper. Just call Miracle Lane at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, and all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop on Friday for their pizza and wings lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservation for your kids' birthday parties or other occasions. So whether it's getting your supper ready for tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take their hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274. Our sponsors for each quarter. First quarter, Fort Recovery Insurance. Second quarter, K&L Tractors. Third quarter, Follow Mechanical. Fourth quarter, Fort Camp Excavating. Like I said, JV girls coming off with a 25-point win, and Coach Yvonne has to be happy with that. The girls played really well, especially in the second half. I mean, they're up 16-12, and they scored 48 points at the end, so they put it on in the second half. And I'll go over quick starters. Starting for the Lady Indians, number 3, Kaya Wendell. Number 10, Grace Tin. Number 12, Carly Stone. Number 21, Olivia Patch. And number 22, Val Mollenkamp. For the Patriots, number 15, Berkey. Number 23, Porter. Number 30, Stiller. Number 33, Downing. Yep, and number 45 for Flory. So we'll be back. We're going to take a quick break, and I think we're going to actually do a talk with the coach after Neil gets back. So stay tuned here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio, Wayne Street Market pregame show.
Lent season is here. Kicking off Wednesday, February 14th, Wayne Street Market is offering their famous fried fish. The entire Lent season, Wayne's Hot Deli will be serving fried fish for lunch and dinner on Fridays. Grab a 2 or 3 piece dinner with a choice of 2 sides in a dinner roll, or if you're feeding the whole family, order by the pound. Please call ahead to secure your order. Our fish is tasty and it will sell out. Thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market for your Lent season Friday fish meals.
With hay season just around the corner, it's a great time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH Spring Sales Event. Get the equipment you need for this season at a special rate, including new Farmall, Maxim, and Puma Series tractors, along with our complete line of Case IH hay tools. But hurry, because like spring, this deal will be here and gone before you know it. For more information, visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
And we're
we're back here, Trine Village Patriots. Remember, coming up tonight, boys host Springfield Northwestern. Fort Cover Radio will broadcast for the JV and varsity. And come up next week, girls host Lyon, girls host Minster, boys at Minster, and then both girls and boys are at Macomb. Neil has a talk with the coach. We're getting hooked up now. And so we'll be back right after the talk here with Coach Patch.
We're here with Indians girls head coach Brian Patch on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. Coach, we're at Tri-Village today, and what kind of challenges are they going to have for us?
Well, first of all, they're the 10th ranked team in the state, and they have a great tradition. Coach Gray does a great job. This is another year where they have a solid ball club coming in. They are very guard-oriented, but they also have a nice post player, so they have a good mix. We've scrimmaged them a couple times this summer, so we know them pretty well. They know us. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's a good opportunity because it's close and distant. We know them. Coaching staff well enough, we can come down and pick up some good games in summer, kind of see where our kids are at, and they get a chance to see where their kids are at. And so there's a lot of familiarity with each other. And so, you know, it's just one of those games where, you know, it's a great tournament game. And as we had one on Thursday with Coldwater and on the road as well, and then coming here on the road and playing against good competition, gives us a great chance to kind of see where we're at ahead in the tournament time and what we need to continue to work on. And so, this should be a fun game.
All righty. We've been talking to Coach Brian Patch as we are getting ready to play Tri-Village. And we'll be back on the Wing Street Market pregame show right after this message from Hastings Auto Sales.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here. Tri-Village High School, home of the Patriots. Remember, the JV girls won 48-23, scoring by Brett Cog at 2, Brent Oma at 12, Macy Day at 9, Allie Vaughn at 6, Peter Wendell at 2, Hope Wendell at 13, and Elaine Evers had 6. Our sponsors for today's game: first quarter, Fort Recovery Insurance; second quarter, Cannell Tractors; third quarter, Fall Mechanical; and the fourth quarter, Fort Camp Excavating. Upcoming on Fort Recovery Sports, boys host Springfield Northwestern tonight. Fort Recovery Radio broadcast that one, JV and varsity. Next week, girls host Crystalina. Fort Recovery Radio will have the JV game, and we'll simulcast with WPGW Rob Weaver. Thursday, girls will host Minster. Varsity game can be heard live on WPGW Radio or search on the TuneIn app. Friday, the boys are at Minster. Varsity game will be live on WCSM Radio and CSM Radio on the TuneIn app. And then Saturday, the girls and boys both at Macomb. No girls JV game. Girls varsity game will live at noon on WPGW Radio and WPGW on the TuneIn app.
And that WPGW game at Macomb depends on some, I think there may be wrestling and either girls or boys basketball tournaments where they may be doing that. So then if they are doing Jay County Sports, Fort Recovery Radio will be doing that. But it will, the girls varsity game will be heard on Fort Recovery Radio. So they're getting ready to do the national anthem. So we'll take a break and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Are you a busy parent, married to your job, or just don't have the time to get to the grocery store? Worry no more. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the answer for you. Shop online. It's as easy as ordering that pair of shoes you ordered last week. Log on to WayneStreetMarket.com. Click on the Shop Online Now button at the top of the page and start adding to your cart. The process is simple, and better yet, you pay online, drive to the store, and one of our friendly associates will bring your groceries out to you. You don't have to even get out of the car. Don't make life more chaotic than it needs to be. Take advantage of our online shopping today. As always, thanks for shopping your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at Tri-Village. They're doing a little ceremony up on a little screen.
Yep. I'm scared.
Bad.
It's dark in here.
So
they have a very nice video presentation that they do for their introduction of their players. And that's a video of each girl. And it's pretty neat. It's really, really pretty neat. It's lights out and a big screen up there and fun some stuff. It's pretty neat.
And seven for the Indians. Number 3, Kai Wendell. Number 10, Grace Tin. Number 12, Carly Stone. Number 21, Olivia Patch. And number 22, Val Mullenkamp. And seven for the Patriots. Number 15, Berkey. Number 23, Porter. Number 30, Siller. Number 33, Downing. And number 45, Florian. So, I'm about to start here.
Yep. I hope you can hear what Reese was saying, because it's pretty loud. And it's, it is. That was pretty neat. That's impressive. And my understanding is they do that every home game, and it's just a pretty neat thing.
Yep. Not many, especially high school basketball teams have a little video they play before they come out. So,
Yep
off, and we're on. Fort Recovery Insurance, first quarter. Number 20 gives over to number 15, Berkey. Gives over to number 40, she's 9, or 45, Flory. And number 23, Porter, 5-3, rebound by number 33, Downing. Balmontan gets a steal up to Grace 10. Grace will give it back up to Carly Stone. Carly over to Grace 10. Back up top to Carly. Top of key. Has the ball. Gives over to Grace 10 on the right side. Grace will fire up a 3 up and no good. Rebounded by. Kicked away, and it should stay with the Indians. Yes, it will.
Yep. Went, not sure who was sort of touched at last, but it went through one of the Patriots' legs and touched him, so went out of bounds. And
head coach for the Patriots, Brad Gray.
Yep.
Kyle Winnell gives over to Grace 10, or Val Mullenkamp. Over to Grace 10. Grace 10 will fire up a long 2 up and go 2-1 basket. Grace 10.
Long 2. So Indians up 2-0 here with just a minute into the game, so 7 minutes left in the
Portal will give it over to number 15, Berkey. Berkey looking around up top to number 45, Flory. Over to number 33, Downing, air ball. Rebound by Carly Stone. Carly will bring it up across the timeline. And it'll be tipped away. And we'll stay with the Indians.
Indians get it in. It'll be Kaya on the left wing. She'll get it down to Grace in the left corner. Whistle, and screen, I'd guess.
On Olivia Badge.
Olivia.
So her first, team's first. So number 23, Porter will bring it up for the Lady Patriots. Porter will give it over to number 30, Filler. Over to number 45, Flory, to number 23, Porter. And on the right side, up top to number 15, Berkey. Throws a shot, no good. Rebound by Kaya Wendell. Kyle will give it over to Carly Stone. Carly cross court to Grace. Grace will fire up a three. Up, no good. Rebound by Val Mullenkamp. Val will have it and will get a jump ball. So it will stay with the Indians. Number 24, Birdie. And number 14, Prince.
Yep, Prince. P-R-I-N-T-Z, as a few people know, some of the Prince family from Ansonia, spelled the same way.
And Carly Stone will put up a shot blocked away. And number 14, Prince will come up with it. Gives over to number 24, Birdie. Birdtree. How do you say that? 24.
Beatrice. Yep.
And tipped away, Carly Stone gives over to number 14, Prince. Prince top of the key, gives over to number 23, Porter. Back up to Prince. 2-0 our score here in the 40 recovery insurance. First quarter. 5:27 left here in the first. Number 30, Filler. Right hand baseline and put up a shot. Will be blocked and fouled. So she'll go line shooting two. Be on number 12, Carly Stone, her first, team second of the half. Filler at the line. First one is up and good. So it puts the Patriots on the scoreboard. 2-1 our score. Her second one is up and good. So ties it up here in the first quarter. Carly Stone bring up the ball for the Lady Indians, crosses the timeline. He'll hand it off to Grace 10. Grace will pull up. And good. 2-point basket, Grace 10. And she must be feeling it right now because yep. It seems like she's taking most of the shots here.
Yep. And if when she's feeling it, she needs to take those shots.
He's over to number 24, Beatrice. Beatrice will give it over to number 14, Prince, to the corner. Number 23, Porter. Back up to Prince. Back to Porter. Porter into number 33, Downing. And it'll be lost, and we'll go back to the Indians.
Yeah, a little too close to the out-of-bounds line for her.
So Carly Stone will walk it up and hand off to Grace. Grace over to Kaya. Kaya into Olivia. Back out to Kaya. Kaya will fire up a three, up and good.
Oh, my.
Kaya Wendell.
Good job, good job. Good ball movement. Got that shot. As soon as she was open, she put it up.
So number 24, Beatrice will give it over to number 14, Prince. Back up top to Downing. Over to number 24, Beatrice. Over to number 30, Filler. Filler probably 10-foot up and good. 2-point basket. Filler.
Yep. 7-4 now our score. Just over halfway, just less than halfway through the first quarter.
Carly Stone will go behind it back to the middle. Not the Val Mullenkamp. Val and go left hand, put up a 5-foot up and good. Keep the basket. Val Mullenkamp. Seems like really the start. Any shot that he's put up, it's gone in.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And we're getting good shots.
So Beatrice will cross the timeline for the Patriots. Gives into Downing and keeps it. And tries to get to Filler. Gets it to her. Gives over to number Beatrice. Third heavily by Stone. Gives over to number 23 Porter. Up to Prince. Back into Downing. Out for a three by Filler. Up no good. Rebound by Carly Stone. We'll take it the other way. Crossing timeline 9-4 here in the 40 recovery insurance. First quarter. 3 minutes left. We'll pull up an 8-foot up short. Rebounded by Patriots. Prince will take it the other way. Crossing timeline. Prince will get the top to number 24, Beatrice. Beatrice sending up the offense for the Patriots. Beatrice makes spin move mill out to Prince. Prince will
reach out to number 23, Porter. Porter will hit number 30, Silla, on a cut. Dishes back out to Porter, back to Siller. She'll go left baseline, dish out to number 24, Beatrice. Beatrice will put a hook shot in the middle. Up no good. Rebound by Olivia Patch. Lady will give it to Carla Stone. Two one will check in on the next dead ball. Carla will give it to Grace Tin. She will fire up a long trip and good. Man, 3-point basket. Grace
Tin. That was 3 feet behind the 3-point line, man. That is at least 22 feet.
And Coach Grace. And I won't take one with him here for Recovery Internet Radio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
That was from Reasoner Energy, our tip-off sponsor.
12-4, score Indians up 8. So Beatrice has the ball. Looking around, gives it to, I don't know,
Sila.
Sila.
Yep.
Not Silla. Silla or Sila. So Porter has the ball, gives it into Downing, and she'll be fouled on the floor by number 21, Olivia Patch. So that'll be her second.
Yep.
Third and a half. So Olivia's going to take a seat. Brett Kyle check in for
her. Yep. We're gaining some, say, quickness maybe, losing some height. We'll see how that works for us.
They give it to Porter in the corner, back up top to Silla. So back up top to Prince, to Porter, over to Burke.
Yep.
Over to Prince. Prince back up top to number 23, Porter. Over to number 24, Beatrice. Beatrice will put a shot. No good. Rebound by Grace Tin. She'll take it the other way.
Indians defense not giving them very good shots.
Jesus.
Brooke Colleague had the ball under the basket, threw it back out, and it was about 10 feet over Grace's head, and it landed about the foul line on the opposite end, and Grace grabbed it so they couldn't get a quick basket, so it was over and back.
Kyle Wendell checks back in for Carly Stone on the floor for the news. Now Grace Tim, Brooke Colleague, Kyle Wendell, Valmo and Camping, Kira Wendell. Porter will give it up to number 24, Beatrice. Beatrice will get a spin by Downing. Gives over to number 23, Porter, over to Prince. Prince looking around, gets into Downing, stolen away by Kira Wendell. Kira will give it over to Val. 12-4 score here in the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter. 12, about a minute left, and it'll be tipped away, and I'll stay with the Indians. Carly Stone checking back in for the Indians for Grace Tin. Great start for Grace.
Yes, very good.
I think 7 points so far, so Carly Stone will get a screen by Kaya. She'll take a hand off to Kira. Kira, turn back left, give it to Carly. Carly will drive middle, dish out to Brooke. She gets it back to in the bow, back out to Brooke. Over to Carly, top of the gate. 25 seconds left here in the full recovery insurance first quarter. Over to Kira, to the corner, Kaya. Back up top to Carly Stone. Carly looking around, 15 seconds left here in the first quarter. Indians up 8. Kaya in the corner, goes back up top. Over to Carly. Carly will attack. 5 seconds. things up, though. The Valmont camp foul fire with three long. Rebound by Kira, and it'll be a jump ball and we'll end our quarter. So Indians up 8-12-4. We'll be back here after this on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4188.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
And we're back here, Tri-Village Village.
You see the kids going through the crowd, yeah. And the camera, they got an ESPN table set up there, and the thing, guys in suits, it's pretty neat. I wondered why they were looking for tables earlier. Pretty good.
So, yep, man, that's usually one of the days, almost every section has one of those days that they do an ESPN.
Yep, I like it.
So, they get in it, Downing. Picked away, and Brett Todd comes up with it, gives up to Val Mollenkamp on the floor. Starting the second quarter, Grace King, Ty Wendell, Carly Stone, Val Mollenkamp, and Brett Cog. Back out to Val, up top to Carly, over to the left side, Kaya. Kaya dribbling around, gives it to Carly. Top of the key, 12-4 score, Indians up here in the K&L Tractor Sales second quarter. Carly back out to Val. Val take it left, dish out to Kaya. Kaya will put the three up, no good. Rebound by. And it'll be a foul. It'll be a foul on Kaya Wendell.
Yeah, they were both fighting for it. She was a little bit behind the, I didn't see which Tri-Village player, but a little contact, so they called that. That gets called sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't.
That'll be Kaya Wendell's first, team's fourth and a half.
Tri-Village with no team fouls, and that's probably correct. Yeah. There's some contact, but they're definitely not hacking like we've seen some teams that are trying to steal the ball by bouncing us out of the way and taking the ball.
Be a tray wall. Look around, dead ball, gives over to number 30, Silla. Silla fire up a long 15-footer up, no good. Rebounded by Downing out to Porter. Porter has it, gets a screen by Downing. Porter over to number 21, Beatre. Beatre will hit Prince on a cut up, no good. Rebounded by
Kaya. Kaya comes away with it, and they're calling a
foul on Peyton Beatre.
I don't think I'd have called that.
Her first?
Technically, there was contact, and it was a little scrum for it. I thought they might be calling a jump ball. She only had one hand on it, but I wouldn't have called that foul. That wouldn't be an MAC foul, I can tell you that.
Here one roll checks back in for Brick Holling. Carl will give over Grace. Grace will fire up a shot up, no good. Rebound by Prince. That has to be Grace's first miss.
I think she missed one earlier. But she's feeling it, and she's on fire, and give her the ball.
So Porter will hit Downing on the post. Up, no good. Rebound by Carly Stone. Carly take it the other way. 12-4 score. He needs up 8.
As much as they've gone to that inside, that has to be one of their bread and butter things. Yeah. And they are not successful against Fort Recovery's taller, quicker girls than they've probably run into in a lot of other teams.
Great. Then we'll take a left baseline, dish out to Kaya, over to Kira, into Val. Val make a move, middle up, puts up a shot up, no good, rebound by Downing.
That one usually goes. We've played 2.5 minutes, and neither team has scored here in the K&L Tractor's second quarter.
So Beatre will give it over to Prince. Back up top to number 21. Beatre over to number 23, Porter. And it'll be kicked out of bounds. We'll stay with Patriots.
with the quick hands, put tips it away. Not able to control it, but they are giving them fits trying to get that ball inside. And they do get it in. Their shots are highly contested. So they've taken, it looks like they're two big girls out. Going to try something else, maybe.
And they give out the Prince. Prince over to Beatrice. Beatrice will go right, dish out to Scylla. So we'll go middle, dish out to Prince. Prince thinks about three, gives over to, I can't read the number, four, Foreman, and she'll give it back to Prince, and she'll be fouled. The line shooting two. That'll be Kaya's second, team's fifth. And Prince will go line shooting two.
Bert Colley will come in for Kaya after this foul shot. First one's up. And good from the Hall Brothers foul line. And it's 12-5 now, Indians. Just under 5 minutes left here in the K&L Tractors second quarter scoreboard.
Prince's second one up and good.
12-6 now. Indians lead down to 6. Looks like first 2 points of this quarter for either team. Indians have not scored.
I will hand off to Brooke.
Brooke in the lane, but...
And they'll put Prince with a foul. First, team second half. K&L Tractors, second quarter. 12-6, Indians up. Grace Hill will fire up a three up, no good. Rebounded by Prince. Prince will take it the other way. Slow it down and give it over to number 21, Beatrice. Beatrice will take it left, bring it back to the right side, and then she thinks about three, gives it number four, Foreman, over to Scylla, and it'll be a foul on Carly Stone, her second, team's six. So Allie Vaughn will check in for the first time for Carly Stone. It's been Carly's problem all year, and it seems like it's been her year problem, her junior year. It's just keeping the hands off, move with your feet. So,
and she may be doing that here, but they are calling this game fairly tight.
Yeah.
Siler with a travel there. She started her move a little too quick before she put the ball on the floor, so the Indians will get the ball. 12-6, 4-11 here. K&L Tractors second quarter.
Grayston will get in too. Here, Wendell. 12-6 are scored here at K&L Tractor Sales, second quarter. Bert Collin will hand it off to Allie Vaughn. Allie over to Grace 10. Grace will give it over to Brooke. Into Val. Val make a move middle, put up a shot, up and go. Two-point basket. Val Mollenkamp.
That was a pretty shot.
First basket for the Indians here in the second quarter, 14-6.
Lead back to 8.
Prince will have the ball. Top the key, gives over to Beatrice. So give over to Siler. Siler will go middle. And off to number four, Foreman. Foreman loses it, gives over to Prince. Back up top to Beatrice. Tipped away by Kira. She gets it back. Beatrice will cross the timeline. 3:14 left here in the second quarter. Over to number four, Foreman. Into Flora, and it'll be a foul on Val Mollenkamp. Her first, team's seventh. So she'll go line shooting 1-1.
And again, a legitimate foul, but probably wouldn't have been called in the MAC. That's kind of incidental contact in our league, but they're calling it both ways, so you have to adjust, because especially getting close to tournament time, you never know how those officials are going to call the game. If they're calling it consistently, it's okay.
First one up is good. And remember tonight, the boys will host Springfield Northwestern. Fort Cover Radio will have both JV and varsity next week. Girls host Salem, then host Minster on Thursday. Friday, boys are at Minster, and then both boys and girls are at Macomb Saturday. So a lot of basketball to be played next week.
Flory makes both and then comes out, be replaced by Maddie Downing. 14-8 now the score.
And Grace throws away. Beatrice comes up with it. Gives over to number 23, Porter. Porter for three up, no good. Rebounded by Prince. Prince will go right hand. That's a travel. And he'll go back to the Indians.
Yep. Looked like that was going to be a really good move, and she took one more step. So maybe we can get the ball in right this time. Just under 3 minutes.
Patriots are in there, man-to-man, full-court press. Kira will get up the alley, back to Kira, and go back to the Patriots. And Siler put up a shot. No good. Rebounded by number 23. Porter, and she puts it up and good. So Coach Patch is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here to Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Back here at Tri-Village, New Madison, Ohio. And Indians will get the ball out. 2:41 left here in the K&L Tractors second quarter. Indians lead 14-10.
Now Mullen Campbell across the timeline. We'll give it over to Burke Collig. Burke, jump around. We'll give it over to Allie Vaughn. Allie back to Grace. Grace will pull a 15-footer and will be fouled. So she'll go to the line and shooting two. First time the Indians will go to the line. Hall Brothers free throw line. Be on number 30, Siller, her first team's third. Grace will fire up her first, up and good.
They lead at 5 again now, 15-10. Indians with 17 fouls, 2.5, just under 2.5 to go here in the second quarter.
Grace, the second one is up and good. 16-10, our score, Indians up 6. So Porter will bringing up for the Patriots. He's in the downing back to Porter. Porter top of key to Prince. Prince will find Downing on cup and good. That's a good move by
that was
Porter.
Really, it was a great move and a great pass and a great shot by Downing is a sophomore.
And they're going to catch
Siler, I think.
Siler with a foul. So
yep.
Her second team's fourth and a half.
Yep. 2:02 now.
Grayson will inbound it into Kira Wendell. Kira gives it to Brett Collig in the corner. Collig looking around, finds Mullenkamp. Back to Brooke. Brooke will pop a right hand, left hand.
Nice.
Dropping good to the basket.
Drove the baseline, put it right in there. Indians lead at 6, minute 40, 18-12. Indian lead.
So Beatrice has it, gives over to Porter, to Siller. And she'll be fouled by Allie Vaughn.
Yeah, another one of those incidental fouls, but they are calling them both ways.
Her first team's eighth of the half, so Siler going to go to the line, shooting two.
Be interesting how this foul situation goes, because the Indians have been having a little trouble, but so have the Patriots when they started doing the press. So that could end up being a problem for both teams if they're trying to do the defense that they're used to doing.
She misses the front end 1-on-1, so Indians get back. Kira Wendell will hit Brooke Cog, brings it back out, gets into Val, tipped away, and Prince comes up with it. So gives out to Beatrice, up to Stella. Siller over to number 23, Porter. Up to Prince. Back over to Stella. To Beatrice, over to Prince. Prince will fire up a three up. No good. Rebound by Val Mullenkamp.
I have a feeling that's her shot, because that looked pretty smooth. And
45 seconds left here in the K&L Tractor Sales second quarter. He needs 6. Cog has it in the corner. Look around, gives that back up top to Kira Wendell. 30 seconds left. And Kira Wendell out of the ball.
I think we're definitely going to be content to get that last shot. About 15 seconds left.
Kira holding the ball. And we'll
will be reaching Fallon Downing, so that'll be her first team fifth.
11 seconds left. Tyler will be coming out, and cut number 21, Peyton Beatrice, will come in.
So Kyle in about 11 seconds left, and he's up six here in the K&L Tractor Sales second quarter. Carly will give it out to Kyle. Over to Val. Up three, no good.
Bumps on the rim twice. Just to go.
18-12. We'll be back after this with some quick stats and talk about it. Stay tuned here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
At halftime, Indians leading 18-12 over the 10th ranked in the state Tri-Village Patriots here in New Madison. And got some first half stats there for us, Reese.
Yep, Kyle Wendell has three. Grayston has nine. Brett Cog has two. And Balmoin Camp has four. So that gives us our 18. And for the Patriots, Prince has two. Porter has two. Siller has four. Downey has two. And Flory has two. So gives them their 12, 18-12. And Indians really, first half, I mean, they were feeling it. Grayston was feeling it. I mean, we put up some threes. Kai hit three. I mean, it was a great start, and that's the thing I'm going to ask Patch at the when he comes up here is, I mean, the Indians girls are usually not used to getting out to a quick start, and I mean, they hit that, they were up 12-4 in the first, and I mean, and then the second half hit, and we really didn't score until about halfway through, and we had a lot of turnovers, and it was kind of a regular first half for the Indians in the second half, or second quarter, so.
Yep, and you know, Grace was really good and warm, if not hot, early. I think she maybe missed her last three shots, but if you know Grace, she's going to keep making them, and she's going to keep shooting them, and that's the key to ours. If she's open, she has to shoot. Even if she's not making them, that draws the defense to her and gets other people open, so she's, you know, she will start making them again, but she may have to just draw the defense and kick it some, but that's she's a key to our offense, and we've played well. Our girls are pretty aggressive on defense, and we've gotten some fouls because of they're calling the game very tight in both ways. When Tri-Village went to the Ooh. Press, yeah, this is hot, isn't it? Tri-Village went to the press. They got a couple of steals, but they also got a couple of fouls. And again, in our league, that normally wouldn't be called fouls, but they are calling them pretty tight, and they're calling it both ways. And so it's going to be interesting which team can keep their key players out of foul trouble and still play their defense. And it's been a pretty defensive game, 18-12 at half.
Hot right now.
Yeah, he is on fire. That is...
That's probably... Oh, he missed about five or six so far.
Yep. I just kind of sort of... watching. I think he was, until the last two, I think he was 5 out of 7 or 5 out of 8, but he's missing a couple now. Most people love to watch Les shoot the foul shots. I love it, man. It's just awesome.
So our second half quarter sponsors, Farm Mechanical has the third, and Fort Camp Excavating has the fourth. And remember, coming up tonight, boys host Springfield Northwestern. Both JV and varsity team are going to be held here on Fort Cover Radio. Next week, girls host Lion. Fort Cover Radio will have the JV game, and WPG will simulcast with WPGW Rob Weaver. Thursday, girls host Minster in a big MAC matchup. The varsity game live on WPGW Radio, or search it on the TuneIn app. Friday, boys at Minster. Varsity game will be live on WCSM Radio and WCSM on the TuneIn app. And then Saturday, the boys and girls are both at Macomb. No girls JV game. Girls varsity live at noon. WPGW, if depending on Jay County, will do the game. You can find that on the radio or WPGW on the TuneIn app. And then the boys JV at 6. Both JV and varsity games will be here on Fort Recovery Radio. So we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, currently has a huge selection of used farm equipment. There's high horsepower tractors for the big jobs to small loader tractors for the homeowner. There's used equipment like spring and fall tillage, skid steers, hay equipment, and rotary cutters. Used harvesting equipment like combines, corn heads, grain heads, grain wagons, and carts. See the used equipment on the Hull Brothers website, HULLBROS.com. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. Give us a call today.
We're back here at Tri-Village, and the student section that we were talking about earlier that was doing an ESPN broadcast or down interviewing Les Johnson. most schools we go to, and of course our Fort Recovery fans love when Les is out there. Most schools really
enjoy it too.
Like it, and I'm not sure he's ever been interviewed by ESPN at any other school. This is awesome. I'll tell you, we have a lot of people. I think it might cut into our concession stand sales at halftime when people are staying in the gym to watch Les shoot, because it is, he's good, man.
Yeah.
He is really good. That's fun. Let's take another quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute, right after this.
Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough like you. Call 419-678-4850.
And we're back here. Tri-Village High School girls varsity competition. 18-12 is their score.
Yep.
Scoring for the Indians. Kai Wendell has a 3. Grayston has 9, Brick Hog has 2, and Val Mullenkamp has 4. And last night, boys come away with a huge win over Coldwater with a K win the last second 3 at the buzzer.
Let's take a real quick break before we get into the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. Be back right after this.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here at Tri Village High School. Start of the second half. Val Mullenkamp gets the ball inside. Up, no good. Rebounded by the Patriots. Taking the other way. Gives up to Siller. Brings it back out to number 24, Beatre. Beatre bringing it back up top. 18-12, like I said, starting the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. Leading score for the Indians so far, Grace 10 has 9. Siller looking around, gives up to Porter. Porter will pump a shot, no good. Rebounded by Prince, up, no good. Rebounded by Val Mullenkamp. Now we'll take it the other way. Last time the girls varsity girls team played, Coldwater, and they took a loss. I mean, they didn't play well the fourth quarter, so hopefully they can get the win here.
Scored 7 in the third quarter and maybe 4 or 5 in the fourth quarter. Just didn't finish very well.
Kai went up for 3, no good. Rebound by... Wow, Kyle comes flying through.
She was roaring through there. She shot a 3-pointer, and before it got down to the 6-foot rebounder's arms, she was coming through there. So knocked out by her. And
we go back to the Patriots. So Beatrice is going to walk it up, crosses the timeline, give it over to Downing. Downing on the right side. He's up top to Porter, over to Prince. Prince will fire up a 3, up, no good. Rebounded by Kaya Wendell.
I'm sure so part of their cold shooting is our defense, but they are cold.
Kyle will hand it off to Carly, over to Olivia Patch. Patch will put up and good. 2-point basket. Olivia Patch.
That was a great shot. Indians lead now 20-12.
So Beatrice going to take it. Back the other way. Cross the timeline, gets over to Porter. Over to Siller. Siller's going to fire up a 3 up. And good. 3-point basket for the Patriots.
Yep. Her her shot was looking too good in that first half not to, for some of those to go in. We can't let them get warm, though.
20-15. And Carlo will go up, get blocked by Downing, and go the other way. Prince will give it to Beatre. So...
20-15 now the score, 5:40 to go in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter.
Beatrice will give it over to Porter. Porter will go left. Baseline puts up a shot, up no good. Rebound by Val Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp will take it the other way. Coach Patch calling out Carolina.
Do you know what that is? Because I don't.
No.
I'll bet you the girls know.
Kyle will give it to Val Mullenkamp, and Val's going to dish out to Grace up top to Carly. Carly's going to make a move middle, pull by 8-footer up, dang good. 2-point basket.
Beautiful floater by Carly. That was really a nice shot. 22-15, 7-point lead now for the Indians. 5 minutes to go here in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter.
Porter will get back to Prince. Back into Porter in the corner. Porter will fire up a 3. No good. Rebound by Val Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp will take it the other way. Give it up to Carly Stone. Carly on the right wing. Go middle. Hand it off to Grace. Grace will fire up an 18-foot up angle. 2-point basket. Grace 10. And it looks like Coach Greg's going to take a timeout, so we'll take one with him here in a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it.
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
We're back here?
Yep, we're back here at Tri-Village. Indians leading 24-15, 4:35 left in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. The Patriots have been getting some good shots, and they look like they're pretty good shots. Obviously, they're a really good team, ranked 10th in the state, three losses. And Indians are giving them trouble on their shots.
Downing's going to get it inside. He put up a shot and one, so she'll go line for another.
She's a good, strong 6-foot sophomore. Really a pretty good, smooth player.
Tier 1 will check in for Olivia Patch.
Olivia was on Olivia,
so. Yep, 3 fouls.
Third, and that hurts us. That gets us some of our height out of there, and it's going to be a problem for us, but gaining quickness, so we'll see how that goes.
Downing's free throw is up and good, and they're going to get in their man-to-man press. Grace will get into Carly, back to Grace. Grace into the middle for Kira, over to Val Mullenkamp. Val will pull a shot middle up and one, so she'll go line shooting.
That was nice. She's, you know, just that little 8-10-foot jumper that she's really good at, and that went up, and she got a foul on the arm.
Old-fashioned three-point play for Val. Puts up, and no good. Rebounded by Downing. Gives over to Beatrice. Beatrice over to number 24. Well, that's Porter to Beatrice. Beatrice will give it back to Porter. Into Downing. Downing will put up a shot, up and good.
I'm not sure you can defend that.
Nope. Height was on their side. Carly Stone taking up. Crosses timeline. 14 blocks. Foul on Prince. Her second.
Yep.
Team's first and a half.
He's asking about something. I'm not sure what he's questioning there. But the official said either she was or wasn't there for 5 seconds. I don't know what the question was. Anyway, Indians have the ball.
Carly Stonewall, purple right hand shot, up no good. Rebounded by Prince.
That's a shot we usually make. Indians lead down to 6, 3.5 to go here.
Prince will get it to Beatrice. Over to Prince. Back up top to Porter. Into Downing. Back out to Beatrice. Into Porter, and it'll be a foul on Val Mullenkamp. Her second, team's second.
She's in there guarding Downing. As I said, Downing is a very good player. Indians need to keep getting some stops here and scoring on our end.
Porter has the ball, gives it back up to two. So back to number 424, Beatrice over to Porter. Porter will fire up a three. Bang, good. 3-point basket.
Yep.
Porter. And
that number 10 team in the state is starting to show up here. Those shots are starting to fall for them now.
26-23 here in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. 3 minutes left. Here we'll hit Val. Val will make a move left hand. Put up a top and good.
Beautiful reverse layup. Man, drove the baseline, came around, put that up. Oh, man, that was beautiful. Indians lead up to 5.
So Porter's on drive. Dish out to Prince. Prince over to Soa. Up 4-3, up. No good. Rebounded by Kaiwano on the floor, and it'll be a jump ball. And it will stay with the Patriots.
2:32 left in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. Indians lead 28-23. Need some stops here.
So number 24, Beatrice will give it out to Prince. Back to Beatrice into Porter. Up and good.
Downing with another nice shot. It's going to be tough to stop if they keep going there, and I'm not sure what we do to stop her.
Grayson will give it over to Val Molenkamp. Back up top two, tier one over Kaya. Two Grace 10. Grace looking around, gives it in to Carly Stone, makes a move middle, defines Val, puts up a shot up and
good. Man, that was nice.
Val Molenkamp and Coach Patch is going to take a timeout, so we'll take one with him here to Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The Fort Recovery Drama Club proudly presents the Addams Family Musical. This musical will be presented on Saturday, February 24th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, February 25th at 2 p.m. Both times will be held at the Fort Recovery Elementary Auditoria. Tickets will be $8 at the door. So come laugh with us on Saturday, February 24th and Sunday, February 25th and watch the Fort Recovery Drama Club present the Addams Family Musical.
And we're back here. Tri-Village High School, it needs up 5 here in the Farm Mechanical third quarter, 1:45 left in the third. Siller will give it to Porter, back to Siller. Siller's going to make a move left, puts up a shot, and will be fouled.
Harley's third, I believe. Yep,
her third, team's third of the half. Riccala going to check back in.
So Siler will go to the line. Trying to get him a little closer. Minute 37. Yep, that's number 10 team in the state is starting to hit their shots. We were giving them fits before, and they were, I think part of it was just a little nerves. They seem to have calmed down. We need to get some stops here.
Siler, second one up is good. So cuts the lead to 3. One possession game. Kira one will bring it up the ball. Kira will hit Kyle on a backdoor cut. Back out to Kira. Kira tips away. Brett Kopp comes up with it.
Every possession is critical, and we threw a bad pass there, but came up with it.
Kaya will hit Kira on back. Puts up a 15-footer up. No good. Rebounded by Brett Cog out to Grace. Grace will fire up a three-up and a 3-point basket. Grace 10.
That is her shot, and she almost never misses that. And it was a critical point. That was huge. 6-point lead now.
33.
Minute to go.
27. Prince will try to hit Porter. Gets it back. Porter will then give it to Prince. Prince back to Porter. Porter thinks about three. Puts up a 18-footer up. No good. Rebounded by Grace 10. And Grace 7 will triple. Gives it to Val. Vowel and travel.
Ooh. Yep, she tried to hold that pivot foot. She was going to throw it inside, and the pathway got blocked for that pass, and she tried to hold up and just dragged that pivot foot just a little. 35 seconds here with Tri-Village with the ball.
Beatrice is going to give it over to Scylla. To Porter, back to Beatrice. Out to Porter. Into Scylla, out to Porter. Over to Prince. Prince will drive right. Do Euro up, no good. Rebounded, and it'll be going the other way.
Yep.
Push on Downing.
Yep.
Her third.
Yep, and that's going to hurt them a little bit. He's probably going to take her out for the last 13 seconds of this
third. Yep. For number 21, Peyton Beatrice. Checking back in for Downing. Yep. They have two, Beatrice, Peyton, and
Andy, is that the other one? Yep. Yeah, Andy. A-N-D-I.
Olivia Patch coming back in for the Indians. For Val Molenkamp. Indians up 6. 13 seconds left here in the third. Grace will give him back over to Brooke College. Brooke
Here's the grace up to Olivia. Olivia will hit Kaya. Kaya and then will be blocked from behind.
Yep, she was more or less wide open, but a taller girl came in behind her and batted the shot away.
Three and a half. Yep, 3.5. Kira will gain Olivia. Olivia will probably what, 5 footer.
That ain't no good. Bounced on the back of the rim, bounced on the front of the rim, and came out. Oh, so Indians 33-27 at the end of the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. We'll be back right after this. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to Tri Village High School. Fourth quarter, Fort Camp Excavating is their sponsor, 33-27. Remember, coming up tonight, Springfield Northwestern will be in town to take on the boys, varsity and JV, and we will stay on Grace 10. We'll go back the other way.
I didn't see her moving. He's asking, Coach Patch is asking for an explanation. Probably won't get it. Yeah, he's trying to.
So be it, Trey. We'll give over to Stella. So then we'll be falling. We'll go back to the Indians.
Yep. Might have been a little contact there, but she was just losing her balance. Her footing.
Grace Tim will inbound it to Carly Stone.
Lead still at 6, 33-27 with half a minute gone here in the fourth quarter.
Val Mullenkamp, top of the key, gives over to Grace Tim in the corner. Grace will drive baseline, dish it to Val. Val will pull up a 5-footer up, no good.
Oh, man. Another shot that should have gone. Olivia's should have gone at the end of the quarter, and that one should have gone, but just didn't.
Beatrice has it, top of the key. We'll give it over to Scylla. To the screen by Porter, gives it to Porter, over to Beatrice. Beatrice will fire up a 3-up and no good. Rebounded by Scylla. Back out to Prince. Prince will give it to Porter. Over to Beatrice. Beatrice back to Porter. Over to Prince.
She faked about a 25-footer, didn't she?
Back up top to Beatrice. Over the left side, Scylla. Back to Beatrice. Beatrice will drive. Find Downing on a cut. Up no good. Rebound by her and puts it up. 2-point basket. Downing.
The first one was short and got it right back to her and back up and in. So it's 4. Every possession's critical. 6.5 here in the Fort Camp Excavating fourth quarter.
Grayson has the ball. Top of key gives over to Carly Stone. Carly has the ball. We'll give it over to Tier Wendell. Tier will drive left side and Olivia back to Carly. Carly will pull a 15-footer up and good. Rolls around.
Wow, that went around the rim twice and in. It didn't look like it could come out, but we've seen that before. So, Indians back up 6, 35-29, just under 6 to go.
Beatrice will give it over to Prince over to Scylla. Scylla will pull up a 15-footer. A horrible shot. Up no good. Rebounded by Kira Wendell. Kira then have it stolen away by Scylla. And she'll be losing out of balance. So go back to the Indians.
Yep. Tyler grabbed it out of her hands and then kind of lost her footing and ended up sitting on the foul line or the out of bounds line with the ball in her hand. So Indians ball.
Kaya checking back in for Kier Wendell. Grace then will hand it off to Carly.
Another critical possession for the Indians here.
Over to Grace. Grace with a have it stolen away by Prince. He'll go back the other way, and Prince is going to have an easy right-hand layup. Up and good. 2-point basket.
Yep.
kind of a lackadaisical pass there, and it was intercepted pretty easily.
Makes it back to a four-point lead for the Indians over to Val Mohlenkamp. Mohlenkamp will drive, dish back out to...
Try to get it to Kiera, and is that Prince that knocked it away and out of bounds. So they're disrupting our passes, and we need to take a little better care of our passing.
Probably has the ball. We'll drive, lose it, and...
Yeah, it looked like she was trying to get it to Olivia, who had turned her back, but fortunately got a little bit of a foul there. So
that'll be on Prince, her third.
Each team with 14 fouls.
Fourth, so Carlisle will inbound it into Val Mohlenkamp. Mohlenkamp bring it back out. We'll then go baseline right hand, put up a... And, yep, we'll travel.
I guess I wasn't watching her feet. I didn't see that, but nobody seems to be hollering, so that probably is correct. Four-point lead now, just under five, before Camp excavating fourth quarter.
E-Tray will give it over to Porter. Porter with a spin base, or spin middle, and get a fine downing.
Wide open. Down to two. Every possession's critical. We're up six and had the ball. Now we're up two. Grace
ten up for three, no good, and it will stay with the Indians.
And Downing got the rebound, but her foot was on the line. She was trying to get it back before she got across the line and didn't.
They'll get into Grace 10. Grace will then go right baseline, out to Val. Val will pull up a 12-foot up short, and... And we'll go back to the Patriots. They have a chance to tie it with a basket.
It grazed the front of the rim, and then they had it boxed out pretty well and let it just bounce on out of bounds. So
Porter's on the ball, top of key, guarded by Val Mohlenkamp.
We kind of need some defense on this one.
Over to Beatrice. Beatrice up for three, up, no good. Rebounded by Porter. Porter on fire, up, and Prince comes up with a Prince up for two, up, and good. Two-point basket.
We are tied. 3:50 to go here in the Fort Camp excavating fourth quarter. Indians with the ball, tied.
Carly Stone has the ball. Go right. Dish out to Val, to Olivia, to Grace. Grace will fire up a three up and go. 3-point basket.
A shot we needed.
Grace 10.
She just calmly stroked that in the hole. This is beautiful.
Porter has the ball. 38-35. Porter will put a right hand shot up. And will be fouled. So she'll go to line shooting two. Mohlenkamp's third. Team's fifth. And Coach Patch is going to take a full timeout. He needs up three here on the Full Recovery Internet Radio.
It's Lent and it's time for fish, and Brick Street Tavern has several great seafood choices. We have two great Friday night supper specials. There's our all-you-can-eat breaded pollock for only $6.95 and a grilled salmon dinner for only $9.95. And both come with our large salad bar and choice of potato. And we have two Friday lunch specials, a two-piece breaded pollock dinner with fries and slaw for only $5.25 and our endless soup and salad bar for only $5.95. So for a change of pace and a great meal where you don't have to stand in line to eat, stop in to Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery every Friday during Lent for one of our great specials.
With hay season just around the corner, it's a great time to stop by Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH Spring Sales event. Get the equipment you need for this season at a special rate, including new Farmall, Maxim, and Puma series tractors, along with our complete line of Case IH hay tools. But hurry, because like spring, this deal will be here and gone before you know it. For more information, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
Welcome back to the Fort Camp excavating fourth quarter. Indians lead 35-38. And I can't see their ponytails on there. See who is shooting foul shots for the
Porter.
Yep. For the Patriots, 3:25 left here.
Teresa Porter at the line shooting two. First one is up and good.
Lead it two now. Indians need to box out on this and make sure they get this rebound.
Porter's second one is up and good. That cuts it down to a 1-point lead for the Indians.
A little surprised that Tri-Village is not pressing. They pressed for about 4 or 5 plays there and really came back on us, but it also caused them some foul trouble. So
Curly's on top of the key, has the ball. We'll give it over to Val in the corner. Back up top to Carly. Carly loses it, gets it back. Carly looking around, goes up top to Val Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp will give it over to Grace 10. Grace will give it over to Carly Stone. Carly will get screened by Olivia. Back to Val Mullenkamp. Over to Carly. 2:40 left here in the 4K back stadium fourth quarter, and Carly's gonna put the shot, no good. Rebounded by Porter.
Nice little floater, it usually goes, just didn't.
Silva will take it back the other way. He needs up 1. Porter has the ball, right side. He'll give it to Silva. Silva then go right hand, put a shot up, no good. Rebound by Val Mullenkamp, will go the other way. Downing's going to get called for the foul. That'll be her 4th. Wow. Team's 5th.
Yep, she's picked up 2 here in the 4th quarter, I believe. And she's playing hard and playing somewhat aggressive, and they are calling the game fairly tight both ways.
1 Beatrice comes in for the other. Carly Stone has the ball, crossing the timeline, 38-37 here in the 4 camp excavating 4th quarter. Indians up 1.
Just over 2 minutes.
Kaya will travel, and she did, so we'll go back to the Patriots.
I couldn't see her pivot foot, so nobody seems to be hollering, and you said that it happened, so I'd say it did.
So Beatrice will bring up for the Lady Patriots. It's a screen by Downing, back over to Porter. Porter over to Prince. Prince will put up a 3. Val Mullenkamp did not get close enough to her, and she's shown that she can shoot. 3-point basket, Prince.
Indians down 2 now with
40-38. Carly Stone gets into key. Finds Kyle, puts up and good. 2-point basket, Kyle Wendell.
Kyle Wendell, nice shot. Nice feed by Carly Stone.
40 all.
Yep.
Porter has the ball. Gets to the middle. Gives out to Beatrice. Beatrice will then drive, dish over to Carly. Yeah. Going the other way.
Yeah, that's good. Carly stepped right in that passing lane and took that and tied at 40. Indians with the ball.
Carly will.
Critical possession.
Give it over to Val. 1 minute left here, 40 all. Back to Carly. Carly give a pump fake, get a screen by Olivia. Drive middle, pull up a 5-footer up, and good. 2-point basket. Carly
Stone. That's her shot. You got a brief timeout for a shoe tying. So 55.8. Indians lead by 2. Lady Patriots with the ball. Big time possession for them. Big time defensive stand for us.
Beatrice has the ball on the right side. Gives up top to Silla. Back in. I can travel.
One more time that I wasn't watching their feet, so their coach doesn't particularly care for it, but a lot of our fans hollered for it. So
Coach Patch is going to take a timeout, and we'll take one with him here on Full Recovery Internet Radio.
Lent season is here. Kicking off Wednesday, February 14th, Wayne Street Market is offering their famous fried fish. The entire Lent season, Wayne's Hot Deli will be serving fried fish for lunch and dinner on Fridays. Grab a 2- or 3-piece dinner with a choice of 2 sides in a dinner roll, or if you're feeding the whole family, order by the pound. Please call ahead to secure your order. Our fish is tasty and it will sell out. Thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market for your Lent season Friday fish meals.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here. Tri-Village High School. Home of the Patriots. Indians up 2. Val Mullenkamp going about it. Val, Olivia, Carly Stone, Kyle Wendell, and Grace Town on the floor for Coach Patch.
40 seconds left here in, let's call it regulation just in case, but
Carly, quarter. Carly Stone gives over to Grace 10, top of the key. We'll get screened by Valmore or Olivia Patch. And it will then be a foul on Beatrice.
Yep. Probably not what she really wanted to do, but not a bad thing on that part. That's the sixth foul. That gets them one closer to putting us in the bonus. One in bonus, the one in one to
Valid.
Maybe get a chance
get it in to Carly. Guarded by Scylla. Get screened by Olivia. Carly give it over to Kaya. Kaya then will be fouled.
Yep. That's the seventh team foul. Again, I'm not sure that's what they were trying to do, but it's not hurting them any because that's going to put us at the line with them with at least a chance to get the ball here. So 21.7. Kaya Wendell at the line, shooting one and a bonus. Indians lead by two.
First one, one, one is up and good.
Still no smile from her.
You're not going to get a smile from
no,
her.
She is. Now, on Sports Talk, she was smiling, but she does not smile on a basketball court.
Kyle's got the second one up and good. So, Coach Gray's going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here to Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here at Tri-Village, home of the Patriots. Indians up four after Kaya two clutch free throws for Coach Patch.
21.7 seconds. Indians leading by four. This is going to be a big defensive stand for the Indians.
So they get it into Porter. 19 seconds left. Porter's going to hit Prince, and then he tried to move.
Oh. Wow.
Got the ball. So,
yeah, the ball was coming at her, and she started to make her move and did not have the ball yet. Man.
So we go back to the Indians.
Got a couple of subs here, but I think they're just kind of doing some subs that can't afford to foul, taking them out of the game.
Val Mollenkamp will get it into Carly Stone and thrown away. Porter will put up a one-hand shot. No good. Rebound by Carly. Carly then will be fouled.
Yep. That's going to put the Indians in pretty good shape. 9.3, up four, with Carly Stone shooting foul shots. She's she hasn't been an offensive threat today, but hasn't needed to be. She's done what she's needed to do, and that's getting the ball other places. She's made a couple of real nice floaters when it was her turn, but she's a very unselfish player and gets the ball where it needs to go. When it's her turn, she makes them. When it isn't, she gets it to somebody that can.
Carly Stone's first one is up and good.
Bounced off the back of the rim, about 2 feet up in the air, and right straight through. So Indians lead at five now.
Here in the Fort Camp Excavating, fourth quarter, nine seconds left.
Just in case, we have Olivia and Val back, our 6'2 and 6 foot girls back.
And the Patriots will take it back the other way. 5 seconds left. Porter to Scylla. Scylla throw up a shot short, and the Indians don't come out with a win.
Call a foul at the buzzer. Does not matter. Indians come away with a 45-40 win over the number 10 team in the state after two kind of disappointing losses coming into this. So we'll be back right after this.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock.
You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
And we're back here, Tri-Village High School. Indians coming away with a 45-40 win over the Tri-Village Patriots.
Yeah, what's some scoring? Some scoring there figured out? Awesome.
Kaya had 7. Grayson had 17. Carlyston had 7. Brett Kyle got 2. Olivia Patch had 2. And Val Mullenkamp had 10. And for the Patriots, Prince had 9. Porter had 9. Silla had 9. Downing had 11. And Flora had 2. And that tallies up to 40. 45-40. It needs a win. So we're going to take one more quick break before Patch comes up here. We'll be back here on the 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
It's Lent and it's time for fish, and Brick Street Tavern has several great seafood choices. We have 2 great Friday night supper specials. There's our all-you-can-eat breaded pollock for only $6.95 and a grilled salmon dinner for only $9.95. And both come with our large salad bar and choice of potato. And we have 2 Friday lunch specials, a 2-piece breaded pollock dinner with fries and slaw for only $5.25 and our endless soup and salad bar for only $5.95. So for a change of pace and a great meal where you don't have to stand in line to eat, stop in to Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery every Friday during Lent for one of our great specials.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here with Coach Patch. Coach, great win. You guys started off with a quick start, 12-4, and it seemed like Grayson was making every shot she, opportunity she had. So talk about it a little bit.
Sorry. There we go. Neil, get me on. Yeah, I mean, we came out off to a good start. And then, like I said, we, in the pregame show with Neil, I told him that we played down here 2 times this summer. And, you know, Grace has shot it well down here. And, you know, that's coming at the end of the quarter, one of the quick timeouts in the first. I told her, I said, too bad you weren't a freshman or so that you might transfer down here and score about 2,000 points. She just loves playing down here, and we needed her today. And she has some big shots for us. And, you know, it was nice to see her come out looking to score. And, you know, as we've been telling her, you know, you're a senior, and this is, you know, obviously getting down to the final for her. And, you know, she's a great shooter and a scorer. And it was like, just go play and, you know, stop thinking so much out there on offense and just play. And she did today. So,
second quarter was kind of a struggle, more turnovers. It seemed like your second quarter was really the first quarter of this season. And like you said, you guys came out and played. Then the Patriots came back, and you guys held up. And, I mean, that's a good win coming off of a hard cold water loss.
Yeah, the second quarter, we had some foul trouble. And so with Liv and Kai and Carly on the bench. And so, you know, we had Key and BK and Allie Vaughn stepped in and played a lot of minutes for us in that second quarter. And, you know, it was one of those things where at that point you just kind of try to weather the storm. And, you know, those kids did a good job for us and made some big plays. And then, you know, kind of start the second half off. Then we knew it was just going to be kind of a game of runs. You know, they're really a good team. And, you know, defensively holding them to 12 points and a half, it was crucial. They averaged probably about 65-70. And so, you know, defensively for us to, you know, kind of keep them in check, you know, I was very proud of our kids on the defensive part. And, you know, we did something today we haven't normally done, and that was switch a lot of screens. Normally we try to fight through everything. But today we switched stuff. And, you know, it's kind of frustrated as we were with our kids of not executing in the cold water game in the second half. You know, our kids did a great job today of executing in the second half. You know, we played a great first half in the cold water game and then fell apart in the second. Today, against a good team in a pressure situation, you know, our kids responded really well and stepped up and made the plays when we needed to. And the thing is, we were under control. We were, you know, we didn't get rushed, and that was the biggest difference in that Coldwater game, is we played too fast and got out of control. In this one here, we played under control, and we made the right plays, and very proud of our kids for that.
Thank you, Coach Patch. We'll be back right after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
And we're back here. Remember, coming up tonight, boys host Springfield Northwestern. Fort Recovery Radio will bring you that one. Next week, Tuesday, girls will host Salina. Thursday, girls host Minster. Friday, boys are at Minster. And Saturday, the boys and girls are both at Macomb. WPGW will have the Tuesday and Thursday games. And if you can't get them on radio, search them on the TuneIn app. And then Friday, WCSM will have the game. You can find it on the TuneIn app or on regular radio. So stay tuned. And depending on WPGW with Jay County Sports, we'll either have you or Rob Weaver have you, but it will be on here at FortRecoveryRadio.com. We'll be back after this to do some sets. We'll be back here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Welcome back to Tri-Billy's, the Brick Street Tavern post-game show. Reese, what do you have there for us to wrap up?
Just going to a few quick scoring stats. Kai had 7, Grace had 17, Carly Stone had 7, Brett Kyle had 2, Olivia Patch had 2, and Val Mollenkamp had 10. A great victory for the Indians, being a 10th ranked team here on the road. I mean, it really got going and the crowd got into it, but the Indians held up and
They made a nice run at us.
Yeah,
there in the fourth quarter and tied it up, took at least a 1 or 2 point lead there for a moment till we came down, got a shot in.
Remember, like I said tonight, the boys are at host Springfield Northwestern. We'll have you. We'll have that one here on Fort Recovery Radio. So tune back in around 6 o'clock or after for the varsity. So we're out of here from Tri-Village. Indians win 45-40.